Layer 752, 1944 election and state of the nation. Snapshots of a nation. America experienced profound economic and social changes during the war. Between 1940 and 1944, the country's economy doubled in size. Unemployment dropped to 1.2%, and wages and savings increased. Union membership rose to a record 33.8% of non-agricultural workers. Labor shortages created unprecedented employment opportunities for women. Many took jobs in high-paying industrial work previously barred to them. Though these gains were reversed after the war, the wartime experiences of many women helped inspire the post-war women's rights movement. African Americans also benefited from wartime labor shortages. FDR's Executive Order 8802, issued in June 1941, barred racial discrimination in war factories. The opportunities it opened to African Americans contributed to the emergence of the post-war civil rights movement. 1944 election results. FDR's victory was the narrowest of his four presidential elections, but he still won by a comfortable margin. Though disgruntled about wartime rationing and price controls, voters stood by their commander-in-chief. Democrats added 24 seats in the House for a total of 242 seats to the Republicans' 190, and maintained their sizable majority, 56 to 38, in the Senate. But the new Congress was wary of a post-war return to New Deal reform. The anti-reform coalition of Republicans and conservative Democrats that first emerged in 1938 was still intact. In his 1944 State of the Union address, Roosevelt proposed a second Bill of Rights, one that established economic rights to decent housing, health care, education, a useful and remunerative job, and protection from the economic fears of old age, sickness, accident, and unemployment. It was not clear that Congress would support this vision. Roosevelt and Truman garnered 53.5% of the popular vote and received 432 electoral votes. Thomas E. Dewey had 44.8% of the popular vote, but only 99 electoral votes. You'll now be automatically redirected to wherever you left off in the base message.